If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Laura Rush, Communications Director at the Geneva Chamber of Commerce. Laura, it's John. You're on WGN. How are you?
I'm good, John. How are you?
Good. This is our Best of the Midwest series, so you're not far away. Geneva from, if you're new to the area, from, say, downtown Chicago is, what, about a 45-minute trip, depending on traffic?
Yeah, that sounds exactly right. And, of course, we also have the train that leaves from Ogilvie Station. It'll bring you right into Geneva as well.
What's the major thoroughfare? Are you off Route 88? What's the nearest big highway?
Yeah, 88. 88 would probably be it. Some people take Route 38, Roosevelt, all the way in, but 88 is going to be a little bit quicker for you.
What's the population of Geneva?
We're just over 22,000, so we're still a pretty small community. We've grown, but we're a little landlocked right now. There isn't much more room to build new here. So,
boy, for a town of 20,000 or so, your footprint is pretty big in the Chicago area. People know about Geneva.
Well, we're very lucky that we have a very historic downtown with wonderful shops and restaurants owned by individuals that you're probably going to talk to when you go in there. And we also have fantastic festivals all year long. And, of course, this year we're talking about Christmas.
Yeah, let's talk about the holiday house tour. When do I go? How do I do it?
Well, you can go December 1st or December 2nd. It is a ticketed event, and I will be completely honest, the tickets are selling very, very well. We will sell out. We only print a certain number of tickets, but the Holiday House Tour allows you to take a self-guided tour, so you do have to drive here, and you go to each home. There's five different homes, all different sizes, style. Some are old, some are new, and you get to go through the home professionally decorated by one of our chamber member decorators and get to see the different style and architecture of the home, but also some decorating ideas for perhaps your own home.
And just 2 days, huh? Just 2 days for the home walk?
It is just 2 days. We're open from 10 to 8 on Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday. You can do either day and get through all five. Some people do them over 2 days if they're local. People like to look at the night lights at night, so some people do some on Saturday during the day, and maybe some on Friday night.
Give me a highlight. Tell me about a house or two.
Well, we have a house that is 7,700 square feet, so that's our biggest house on the house tour. It is in a Southern Charm-inspired home. The family has lived there for 20 years. And in that house, you'll be seeing the main level as well as the basement, which you're thinking a basement. But this is a basement not to be missed. It is a fabulous, fabulous basement.
And this home was built in 2003, so this isn't some historic old mansion that a railroad baron built or something like that.
No, we do have a lot of homes in Geneva, but we've had the house tour since 1986. The chamber's been running it. And there are a lot of historic homes, and we featured a lot of historic homes. So we try to do new ones every year to give it a fresh taste. Our historic one this year is built in 1857, and it is a small little cottage to, I guess, for a better name. We're seeing the first floor and the upstairs. And what's interesting about this is the couple that bought it actually made it into a B&B or a short-term rental. So you will still, it's very lovely inside, and they've really tried to stay with the character of the home, with the furniture, even with the appliances. There's a refrigerator that looks like it could have been from the early 1900s. Works well, but they've really tried to stay in character with the home. So you feel like you're entering a home from 1857.
This is the Geneva Holiday House Tour we're talking about with Laura Rush from the Geneva Chamber. So all of these homes are owner-occupied then, huh?
They are. We are very lucky that the homeowners allow us to come into the home because you basically become best friends with the decorator. They're there a lot decorating, and you have to be out of your house for Friday and Saturday. Now, depending on if we're doing a bedroom or not, you can come home at night and sleep, but sometimes you can't. Sometimes you have to go to a friend's house or you have to go to a hotel. So we're very fortunate that we have such wonderful residents here in Geneva that want to feature their home on the house tour.
Tell me about shopping and dining in Geneva.
Well, you know, I know you've been here, so shopping and dining is always at the top of everyone's list when they come to Geneva. But during the holidays, Geneva does it like nobody else. We have a courthouse lawn that is lit with lights. We have a great tree that is lit. That all happens on December 1st. We have shops that have all their windows decorated on December 1st for our Christmas walk. They are all open late. But all during the season, they're going to be there with extended hours. The restaurants are taking reservations. And walking through Geneva during Christmas, especially in the evening with all the lights, it's really quite magical.
Yeah. Are those, give me a place to eat.
Oh, see, I can't do that because someone will, any of them, I would say any of them. If I call anybody out, the other ones will get upset with me.
I don't mind you getting in trouble.
Yeah, I know you don't. I would say, what I will say is we have restaurants for every price point and every taste in Geneva. Some take reservations, some don't. Some are more pub-inspired, some are a little bit higher-end sit-down. But regardless of where you eat, you're going to find something that you absolutely like. And I always say, save them for dessert, because we have some wonderful dessert places in Geneva as well.
Now, are you guys doing something on Small Business Saturday? That's coming up, right?
Small Business Saturday, you know, Black Friday, the shops do participate in, but Small Business Saturday is really where they really take off. And I love Small Business Saturday in Geneva because our shops are all owned by individuals who are most likely on the floor helping you, and they are experts in their area. Small Business Saturday, quite a few of the shops, I would say, will be offering specials, and they would look forward to you coming and frequenting them. And if you've never been to Geneva, now's the time to try to come and see Geneva and definitely make a plan to come back.
Do you guys do a Christmas sing, or is there some sort of caroling event that goes on in Geneva each year?
So we have our Christmas walk, which is December 1st, and that's when Santa arrives and the tree is lit. But we do have carolers that evening, and then the carolers walk around throughout Geneva that night. Then the next day, we have carolers, and those carolers are more impromptu carolers, I should say, like the Girl Scouts. Local Girl Scouts will come and carol. The Geneva High School choir will come and carol. So you're going to find different kind of caroling on each night. We don't have an organized caroling, but you can walk up to anybody caroling, and I'm sure join right in, and they'll be happy to accommodate you.
Now, everything we've been talking about essentially is December 1st, 2nd, 3rd. Is that what the range we're talking
about? First and second, though, December 3rd, there are still activities going on in Geneva. They're just not chamber-sponsored.
Understood. And one last thing, horse-drawn carriage rides. Do you do that?
We do. So Santa is here until December 17th by reservation only, and the carriage rides correspond with that, but they go one extra day. They go to the 23rd, Saturdays and Sundays from 10:30 to 1:30, completely free, and all that information is on our website, visitgenevail.com.
I also see GenevaChamber.com. Does that work for me?
Yeah, they're the same, but visitgenevail.com is our tourism. But if you put that in, it's still going to go to GenevaChamber.com. So either one is absolutely fine.
Okay. Well, I'm really intrigued by these homes. But if listening to Laura now, you think, yeah, I am too, I want to go, your advice would be you buy your ticket online right now, right?
The last tickets we will mail is tomorrow. After that, we will hold them for pickup to come in and grab them. Online sales will stop on Tuesday, November 21st, and at that point, the only way you'll be able to get them is to give us a call at 630-232-6060. And the reason we do that is we want to make sure that we have enough tickets to fill our orders.
630-232-6060, the Geneva Chamber of Commerce, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you can come out and volunteer in one of the homes, John. We'll give you a free ticket.
I don't want to do that. I want to just... You know what? For one thing, because that's a long day. That first day is very long.
We have shifts. We do not make anyone stand there from 10 to 8. Trust me. We do have shifts. But definitely come as a visitor. Come and take a look at these homes. Make a day of it. Have lunch. Have dinner. Stay for the evening and watch the tree get lit. Like I said, Geneva is just a real magical place to be during the holidays.
Laura Rush is the communications director there. Laura, nice to talk to you. Good luck.
Oh, thank you, John, and Merry Christmas.